OK, we're talking to Dr. Patricia Justino from the University of Sussex, who's going to tell us about her research on trying to tackle civil unrest. Dr. Justino, tell us about the question that you've been looking at.
Well, what I've been looking at is at civil unrest, in particular in developing countries, and to different options that countries, that governments in these countries have to tackle conflict. The two options being the use of police or military forces, which is the most commonly used option, or the use of redistributive policies. And by these I mean the use of social policies to transfer resources to marginalized and socially excluded groups, which have been found to be an important cause of conflict in developing countries. Of course, this is a longer term option. However, by doing this, governments are effectively addressing causes of conflict, whereas using police implies simply addressing the symptoms of conflict.
So you're talking about two different things, being in a way tough on civil unrest is the policing option, that's
yes,
the stick
that,
option,
that is the
or
stick.
Tough on the causes of civil unrest, which is the carrot option.
Exactly, so effectively governments face, it's the classic dilemma, do you use a carrot, do you use the stick option? Use the policing would be following the stick option, the carrot would be a longer term a social policy development strategy.
Okay, and tell us what you've looked at and what you found then.
I looked at data on riots for India over the period between 1973 and 2000. It uses panel data for 14 states in that period. And what we found is that in the short term, the use of police is very effective at controlling conflict. However, in the medium term, social policies were found to be much more efficient at controlling the insurgence of conflict than policing has. The reason for that being that in the long term, it seems that increase in the use of police triggers further rioting in India.
Okay. So what do you take from this for other countries? I mean, you've looked at one country, but are there lessons for others?
The conclusions are based on the case study of India. I do think there are lessons for other countries, particularly for countries where the social systems have broken down in recent years, such as countries in the former Soviet Union republics or countries in some Eastern Europe countries. Another set of countries is countries that combine very high levels of inequality with a high potential for conflict, as in parts of Latin America.
And your message to governments, policymakers in those countries would be?
Well, it will be at least for lower levels of conflict, such as rioting, the use of police may not be the best option in the longer term.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.